Hi there, you are listening to Keke Radio. We are going to talk about traveling etiquette. 欢迎收听可可电台，我们先聊一聊出行的一些礼仪。在某些国家，某些事情是不能够做的。今天我们先来聊到的是 Kenya, 肯尼亚。Don't disrespect religion. 不要蔑视宗教。Almost everyone you meet is religious. Religion here is always on fashion. So if anyone asks you if you are religious, don't take offense because it is common for everyone to follow a religion. And around 80% of the population are Christians. 几乎你遇到的每个人呢都是信教的。宗教在这里呢一直都是很盛行的。所以呢要是有人问你信不信教千万别介意。因为这里每个人信教都是很寻常的。全民有 80% 的人呢都是基督教徒。Don't be impatient, 不要不耐烦。Hardly anything runs on time, with an exception of a couple of businesses, meetings and bank closing hours, and most other businesses. Anything runs late. Don't be get pissed off or impatient. Learn to go with the flow. Things will happen, just not on time.
除了少数的一些商务的会谈、银行下班以及其他的业务，这里呢几乎没有什么事情是准时的，凡事都会有迟到，所以呢不要生气，不要不耐烦，入乡随俗吧，事情呢总归要办的，只不过迟了一点罢了。
Don't call someone by their first name, Miss, Mrs, Mr, Daughter.And engineers are and so are totally accepted.
不要对人直呼其名，你可以加上小姐、女士、先生、医生、工程师等等这样的一些称呼。大部分时候呢，可以直接加上姓氏。
If you want to call someone whose name you don't know, refer to them as Madam or Sir.
如果说你不知道对方的姓名，那就称呼为女士或者先生吧。
You get quite a lot of bonus points for that. Only refers to someone by their first name if they introduce themselves as such.
这样的话呢，能够为你赢得不少的好感。只有当对方要求的时候呢，你才可以直呼其名哦。OK, 这个呢还是非常非常重要的。有些时候去这样的一些国家就应该注意这样的一些事情。如果说你想要学习到更多新鲜、好玩、有趣、时尚、实用、地道的英语，不要忘了锁定可可英语，或者呢，可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki 安夏，可以找到我。
Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye bye.